The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to the Bite by Bite. He is Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. I'm Tony Curry. Today we're getting into exploring innovative solutions to fighting hunger. I love this topic because there are so many. We think about the easiest way is to have a food drive, take it down to the Heart of Alabama, and you distribute it. But now we have mobile services. We have delivery options. We have schools that do it. We have churches. We have church pantries. We have all these different things in order to get food out, and particularly in rural areas where you may be disconnected from the rest of the world. You may be 30, 40 miles away from the closest grocery store. Talk about some of the intricacies that go along with helping out those innovative solutions, Michael.
Yeah, we have thousands of square miles that we have the responsibility of covering. And it's great when we have a church pantry, homeless shelter, mental health facility, all those kind of facilities who say, hey, we want to be an agency. We want to come there, and they order online through us, and we're able to have all their food ready for them. That's, of course, the easiest for us. But we have a real responsibility to our coverage area. And we look out over those counties, and lots of times we recognize, hey, here's half a county with no agency in it. Mm-hmm. And so you've got people in these food insecure locations who don't have the means to get fresh fruit and vegetables, who are even sometimes if they do have the means, then money's a challenge. But like I said, we've said this before, sometimes having to drive 30 miles away to the nearest grocery store. So you end up having to buy stuff at a corner gas station, which is not going to be as fresh, and it's going to be costly. And so one of the things that we've really looked at is how do you really take care of everybody? I mean, address the needs as much as you can. And so one of those ways is something we call a mobile pantry. So a mobile pantry looks like this. We take a box truck, a refrigerated box truck, and then we'll load up several totes. Just think about big watermelon boxes. Most people have seen that, put those mm-hmm. on pallets. And we'll put a certain product out there. Now, this product is not necessarily boxed up like for order. This may have come in this way. We may have taken some other boxes and combined it. But we try to take produce, protein. So we'll take frozen meat out to that location and bag it up. And again, a lot of the frozen meat we get is assorted from the Walmarts and Publix and, different grocery stores. So when we get out there, we'll open up a box, and it may be a side of bacon, and it may be a pot roast, yep. or it may be some steaks and some pork chops. We just don't know. So we'll bag all that up. And the way it works is it's predetermined. You usually do it in partnership with an agency, and we will drive a truck out there and put those pallets on the ground. And people, it's called a mobile pantry because people actually come in their car and begin to line up. And they just drive through and they tell us how many they're picking up for themselves. Sometimes they'll bring a neighbor because that neighbor doesn't have any transportation. Mm-hmm. And so we then have it all. We'll have the food. If it's a single pantry, it usually can feed 150 families. If it's a double pantry, that's a full 53-foot trailer that can feed 300. And then we designate we divide the food up, and so then we just put it in their car. So they're just driving through and wow. getting it.
Yeah.
And it's very efficient. We have, as a matter of fact, tomorrow in celebration for Veterans Day coming up next week, we will have a VA, a pantry for our veterans. And because one of the things we're battling here is against vet hunger. And so, it's going to be the same thing. We already have some pre-packed boxes that have the vegetables and everything. I mean, the canned vegetables and mm-hmm. things. Then we have some fresh produce, and then we'll have some meat. And they just drive through the line. They pick it up, and then they're able to get it back home. And again, we don't have the responsibility to 100% supply people their food. We, a lot of people that we serve are on SNAP benefits, and that helps. They have their own resources. Did they get their own food? Really, what the food bank is doing is supplementing, just p- people who can't make it to the end. We're just making ends meet. So lots of times, if we can give 25 or 30 pounds of food to a family before, that's enough to get them over the hump. Or maybe they have to come back twice in a month to be able to get over the hump.
I can't think of a church that I have not been to, and I go to a lot of different churches and do a lot of different work there, but how many different churches actually work with Feeding America and the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, and how many different agencies do you have that you distribute to?
So in our network, so again, we're responsible for 35. We have 35 counties. We have 12 counties that come directly to our facility in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. Out of just those 12 counties, we have about 210 agencies.
Wow.
Now, if you go across all 35 counties to include our affiliated food banks, then we have about 650. But across the entire United States, there's about, under the Feeding America umbrella, there's about 60,000 pantries/501c3s that help distribute food. So, I mean, it's an incredible network. And that's why when people say, you're in other countries, they don't have these kind of networks. I mean, if you're hungry, you just go hungry. There's really nothing to fall back on. And so it's just one more reason, I think, why America's not perfect. And it sure is special in a lot of ways. And we do a lot to care for our neighbors. And, you know, people going hungry matters.
Do you distribute to, and we talked about how COVID played into school lunches. A lot of kids said are used to getting their lunches at school, and they're on different programs where they don't have to pay for their lunches. And I know that's something that a lot of schools are still doing in this country, but talk about how schools play into your innovative solutions and how you get food out to children, certainly during the day and the school
year. Yeah. So we love the school system because, especially in these rural schools, there's a lot of poverty. And I think, I forgot exactly what the name is, but if they're categorized to where everybody in the school who goes to this school is eligible for free lunch and free breakfast. And, you know, the more I've gotten into this, the more I realize that there's a lot of kids who go home at night hungry. And then they don't have the weekends to really, because there's just no food in the house. And especially if you have a lot of siblings and they're just fighting over everything. And so a lot of our agencies will do what's called a backpack program. They will pack up individual food, easy pop top or easy microwavable type things, and put it in the child's backpack. And they actually do it while usually when they're away, like when they're out at on the playground, mm-hmm. because there's a real stigma. Even though all the children are almost, you know, poor and in need, if you get help, you're teased by the other kids, which again is a childhood trauma that we're trying to avoid. One of the challenges is when we find places like that, we'll either set up like a backpack program or we'll try to just set up a pantry there at the school. Now, years ago, you hear stories about, well, a parent would come into that school pantry and would take a box of food out. And then again, the teasing starts, mm-hmm. even though the other kids weren't any better,
sure.
teased them and it was embarrassing. And so we're constantly trying to find ways to utilize the systems that are there. The school systems are typically very open because they understand the traumas associated with child hunger. And will let us use space and communicate with the teachers about keeping stuff there to be able to help overcome. And again, that's another outward approach. It's not we're sitting back here with the food. We're like, we'll bring the food, we'll put it there. There's a little bit of paperwork involved, obviously, with distribution and accountability and all that. But, you know, we're always looking for new solutions. And I will tell you, there is kind of something that in the last few years is kind of come up, and it's called a mobile market. And we have one ordered that's supposed to be in the next few months. But basically, if you walk into a gas station and you know those little glass doors that you're going to go get a soda or something out of, there's like a 16-foot trailer that you have to pull with like a F-350 mm-hmm. pickup truck. But it's glass doors all the way down, six, and it's refrigerated. So you can put dairy, some milk, cheese, butter, and you can also put fresh produce in there as well. And basically, it's not like bringing a huge semi in, which sometimes, where do you put a huge semi to distribute food? Sure. But I can go into little small towns. I can pull right up into a parking lot And I can just say, you know, if you qualify, come, and you can take away fresh produce and you can take away fresh milk and all of those kind of things. And again, people who never could get to us, we're bringing it to them.
That is super cool.
Yeah, it's really, because the bottom line is we know that there's people out there battling hunger. And if we've got the food, it's our fight to say, how do we get that? Now, of course, that requires more employees. It requires us having to do more work on our end. Yeah, it's harder. But what makes you do it is the fact that you care about your customers. You care about the people out there that are suffering. And so that's why just to put it bluntly, is that we have to give a damn about people out there who are battling hunger and food insecurity enough that we're willing to go the extra mile rather than require the extra mile out of them.
Amen, brother. I love it. HAFB.org or hashtag HAFB, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Michael Coleman, thank you so much. This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.